Hello, everybody. This is your host, Hannah Blevins, and you're listening to KHDX 93.1, the voice of Hendricks College. And this show is Throwback Thursday. It happens every Thursday from noon to 1. So this week's theme is Animal House. And Animal House was a movie that came out in 1978. It's a comedy film, and it's a spinoff of the National Lampoon magazine. And the plot of the film is a misfit group of fraternity members challenge the authority of the dean of this college. And I picked this soundtrack because, one, it's really one of my favorite movies. And number two, the music in it is fantastic. And it's all oldies music, kind of rock and roll. So the first song on the soundtrack is actually a bit of score music by Elmer Bernstein. And it is entitled Faber College Theme. And then the next song that'll follow that one is Louie Louie. And that's being sung by John Belushi. And the third song that'll come up is Twistin' the Night Away from Sam Cooke. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away.
evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one. With the older queen who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
And welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Hannah Blevins, and you're listening to Throwback Thursday. And this week, I am doing the music of the film Animal House. So just a reminder, those last three tunes, first one was Faber College Theme by Elmer Bernstein. That was a bit of score music. The next one was Louie Louie, sung by John Belushi. And the third one was Twistin' the Night Away by Sam Cooke. So in between songs, I figured I'd give some fun facts about the film. This has always been kind of one of my favorites. I am a huge John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd fan, so I love that John Belushi's in this movie. If you don't recognize that name, he is one of the Blues Brothers, and he was also a cast member of SNL in the 70s. So the film is slapstick, in-your-face comedy. But a fact about the film, the final script was actually a result of a 3-month brainstorming session about college life. If you've ever seen Animal House, it's about what you would stereotypically experience at college. So like the frat parties and the drinking and people saying, toga, toga. And that's basically what the movie plays off of. And this final script happened during a cram writing session when all of the writers contributed stories about their Greek life hijinks. So moving right along, the next two songs I have for you guys are Shamalama Ding Dong from Otis Day and the Nights, followed by Hey Paula from Paul and Paula. I hope you guys enjoy.
Smile, child.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Hannah Blevins, and you're listening to Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1. So, those two songs you just heard, the first one was Shamalama Ding Dong from Otis Day and the Nights, followed by Hey Paula from Paul and Paula. So, just some quick facts about the movie in between songs. You can actually thank Donald Sutherland for the movie's creation. So Universal Studios only greenlit the movie, which means they basically gave a go on it. And because Sutherland, who was at the time a really recognizable star, signed on to appear as the character Professor Jennings. And if you're wondering who Donald Sutherland is, if that name just doesn't ring a bell immediately, he played Mr. Bennett in the 2005 Pride and Prejudice, and he also, more recently, played President Snow of the Hunger Games. Because he signed on to take on the role of Professor Jennings, the movie was given a go to be filmed and created. So thank you, Donald Sutherland. So moving right along, the next two songs I have for you guys. The first one is Animal House, which is the theme of the movie, performed by Stephen Bishop, followed by a bit of kind of score music entitled Intro, and it's performed by Stephen Bishop and John Belushi. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bones. I gave my love a story that had no end. I give.
Sorry.
And welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Hannah Blevins. And just to remind you guys what those last two tunes were, the first one was Animal House, performed by Stephen Bishop, and that is actually the theme of the film. And that was followed by a short little bit called Intro, performed by Bishop and Belushi. So some facts about the film. My first fact, Animal House actually made John Belushi into a star. Before Animal House, John Belushi had appeared on SNL for 3 years, but Animal House was his first big screen debut. And during the film's production, he shot the movie Monday through Wednesday and flew back to New York to do SNL Thursday through Saturday. He got all of his stuff done in a really short span of time, and it became an iconic role for him. I knew him from SNL and the Blues Brothers before I actually ever saw Animal House, but I loved Animal House. And then another fun fact about a star you probably also have heard of, Animal House was Kevin Bacon's first big movie. And in the film, Bacon plays a character called Chip Diller, and he is one of the Omega Pledges. And a fun fact in addition to that one, as this was Kevin Bacon's first role, when he went to the movie premiere, he wasn't allowed to sit with the rest of the cast because the ushers didn't believe he was in it. He actually had to sit in the back with everyone else. So poor Kevin Bacon. But he rose to fame much later on. Some fun facts for you. Okay, so the next song that I'm going to play for you guys is Money, That's What I Want, and it's performed by John Belushi. But the original Money, That's What I Want was actually performed by Barrett Strong, who was a singer in the 50s, 60s, and did a lot of soul, rock and roll kind of music. And the Beatles actually even covered the song Money, That's What I Want for their album with the Beatles. So this is a song that I really love. And I enjoy John Belushi's version as well as Barrett Strong's and the Beatles. So I hope you guys enjoy Money, That's What I Want. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Hannah Blevins, and you are listening to Throwback Thursday on KHDX, the voice of Hendrix College at 93.1. And this week's theme for Throwback Thursday is the Animal House soundtrack, which came out in 1978. So that song that you just heard was Money, That's What I Want, performed by John Belushi. And some facts about the film. Faber College, which is the college from the movie, is actually the University of Oregon, and it was the only school that would let the production shoot on its campus. And the Oregon dean allowed the filming to occur because of a previous missed opportunity. So the story behind that is, years earlier, the dean of Oregon College had rejected the offer to have the production of The Graduate shoot on campus. And The Graduate is another older movie from the 60s, and it has a really fantastic soundtrack as well. Simon and Garfunkel did the soundtrack for The Graduate. But not wanting to let another chance at a Hollywood pass the dean and his school by, he approved the production without even reading the Animal House script. So, moving along with the soundtrack, the next two songs I have for you guys. The first one is Let's Dance, performed by Chris Montez, followed by Dream Girl, which is performed by Stephen Bishop. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Hannah Blevins, and you're listening to Throwback Thursday. So those last two songs you heard, the first one was Let's Dance, performed by Chris Montez, followed by Dream Girl, performed by Stephen Bishop. Now on the album, it says that Dream Girl was performed by Stephen Bishop, but you actually hear Frankie Valli on the vocals. So some facts about the movie. The studio actually didn't like the director's choice for composer initially. So the composer of the score part of the soundtrack is Elmer Bernstein. And up to that point, Bernstein had been scoring movies like The Ten Commandments and To Kill a Mockingbird, so more serious dramas. And the studio was nervous and skeptical that he had previously only scored for such dramatic films, so why would he ever want to score for some absurd comedy? But the director, John Landis, won the studio over when he had Bernstein record the score for the comedy as if it was one of his serious drama films, which ended up actually playing up the absurdity of what happens on the screen in Animal House. And then another fact about one of the musicians on the soundtrack, Otis Day actually changed his name to his character's name in real life. So the track you heard called Shamalama Ding Dong is by Otis Day and the Knights. And actor Dwayne Jesse played Otis Day, the leader of the band at the Dexter Lake Club, and legally changed his name to Otis Day after gaining popularity following the release of the movie. And he still tours today with the band Otis Day and the Knights. So the next song I have for you guys is one of my favorites. It's called What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History. Biology.
Well, la ta 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 ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you,
and I know that if
you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Welcome back, everybody. I know that was a short little intermission of music, but I also want to fit in some facts about the film. So that song you just heard was What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke. And a fun fact about the film, the frat in the film, Delta Tai Chi, has a Latin motto like any good frat would. And the Delta's motto is Ars Gratia Artis. I think that's correct. It's in Latin. And it actually stands for art for art's sake. And then another fun fact about the film, John Belushi didn't actually chug a fifth of Jack Daniels. So there's a scene where John Belushi holds up a thing of Jack Daniels, which is a whiskey, and he chugs it, almost all of it, in one go. And contrary to the rumors that it was actually Jack Daniels, it was iced tea. So, fun fact, not Jack Daniels, but iced tea, which I'm sure was much easier to chug down. So, my next song I have for you guys is a short one. It's a bit of score music. It's actually the last song on the soundtrack, but I wanted to swap this song and play Shout as the last song. So, the next song I have for you guys is Faber College Theme, which is a bit of score music from Elmer Bernstein. So I hope you guys enjoy.
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German?
Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Cause when the going gets tough, the toughs get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just now tuning in, you are listening to Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1, which is the voice of Hendrix College, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. So that song you just heard was from Elmer Bernstein, and it was a bit of score music entitled Faber College Theme, and at the beginning you might have noticed there was some dialogue, and that was actually a speech from John Belushi's character in the film. And at the very end, you kind of hear them all shouting and having a good time, and they actually start humming or referencing a song from the very beginning of the film that John Belushi performed, which was Louie Louie. So some fun facts about the film. Animal House actually spawned a short-lived TV spinoff in the following year, 1979. Delta House, which aired on ABC, was canceled after 3 months. So a short-lived TV spinoff. And just some other opinions on the movie. I really do recommend it. It's very much reminiscent of comedy that you find in 1960s and 1970s SNL. And it's right up there with those other SNL films like The Coneheads and The Blues Brothers. It's just great. And the soundtrack is really phenomenal in that it's kind of that old rock and roll. And John Belushi performs on it, singing. So that's really nifty. So the last song I have for you guys is Shout, and it's performed by Otis, Day, and the Knights. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout. Now wait a minute. now that I've got my woman, I feel hate all right. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna shout. Lift my head up and shout. Throw my hands back and shout. Come on now, shout.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHDX, the voice of Hendrix College at 93.1. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's show, I featured the music of the Animal House soundtrack, which came out in 1978. And that song you just heard was Shout, and this version was by Otis Day and the Knights. The original is actually by the Isley Brothers, and it is an amazing track, the original one, so I recommend going to check that one out. And I chose to end with that one, even though it's the second to last song in the soundtrack, because it's just, I just love that song. So I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to the music of Animal House. I hope you guys can all tune in to Throwback Thursday next week. Thanks for listening.